United Airlines mechanics vote Tuesday on a new labor contract. The airline and the International Association of Machinists, which represents about 15,000 United workers, hammered out a tentative agreement last month. The deal narrowly avoided a strike by the union's members, but it's still unclear how the country's second-largest airline could afford the pay hikes. NPR's Jackie Northam reports from Chicago.
This is probably the worst time for a face-off between United Airlines management and its employees. Since September 11th, the company has been hemorrhaging money, losing up to $10 million a day. Still, United agreed, after long and bitter negotiations, to settle with its mechanics and other service staff by giving them a 37% pay increase.
Those terms are going to really strap the company, and it may not be able to operate with wages at that level.
Neil Bernstein is a professor of law at Washington University in St. Louis. He says United wasn't in a position to argue with the mechanics union. Analysts estimate the company lost at least $100 million in ticket sales in the weeks leading up to an earlier strike date in February, and that a strike would have been the first step towards bankruptcy for the airline. But Bernstein, who specializes in labor law, wonders about United's game plan.
They clearly just bought some time, and they hope, you know, business may come back and they may be able to operate profitably. It's not a good position at all. It's very risky, but I think management felt, and probably correctly, they didn't have an alternative.
United officials declined an interview, but privately, they say the company just wants to get through the labor disputes and then concentrate on its financial recovery plan. United can apply for loan guarantees as part of a $15 billion federal bailout package, and it does have more than $4 billion of hard assets, such as its fleet of jets. Ray Neidel, an aviation analyst with ABN AMRO, says that might not be enough to get United through this financial crisis.
The company does have cash reserves of an estimated over $2 billion, and they can probably struggle along for a couple of quarters. But if there's not a big economic turn-up, and especially if they don't get some changes from the union's cost release, the company could certainly be in bankruptcy within 12 months.
Neidel says United has some of the highest labor costs in the industry. It accounts for about 38% of the company's total operating budget. As part of its recovery plan, United will look for several billion dollars worth of concessions from its six unions. But Neidel says that's going to be difficult. The unions are powerful and will not easily give up their hard-fought wage levels. Neidel says United will also have to convince the unions to change some of their work rules.
There's a lot of wasteful work rules that have accumulated over the years, and some of those rules could change, especially with flight crews, where you probably only get an average of 50 hours a month out of your pilots, whereas Southwest claims they get 76 hours a month. If the unions did allow some changes to make the pilots a little bit more productive, even if they only got an extra 3 or 4 hours, that would be big cost savings for United.
United employees hold 55% of the stock in their company, but the unions, including the pilots and the flight attendants, have made it clear they're unwilling to ask their members for wage concessions, even though it could be the key to saving the company. Professor Bernstein says that's because United's employees don't really regard themselves as the majority stockholders.
The stock is something that's in their pension plans, and it's something that may be of value to them someday in the future, but compared with the immediacy of getting better wages and better fringe benefits, it just simply is way in the back seat.
Frank Larkin, a spokesman for the Machinists Union, says his members have been waiting since 1994 for a new contract, and he says that has to be signed before they even think of wage concessions. Larkin says it's easy to point a finger at the unions as troublemakers.
The fact is, United needs to resolve these labor contracts as much as they need to do anything else right now. This contract could bring them some stability that they need as much as they need anything else at this point.
The mechanics union is recommending that the rank and file ratify the deal it has hammered out with United Airlines. If the members agree on Tuesday, then they and the other five unions will have to start thinking about wage concessions, which United is banking on if the company wants to keep flying. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Chicago.